If it all goes well, says Congressman Jerry Connolly, this will be a wake-up call for both Metro and Congress.
I hope Congress will understand it has an obligation to be part of the solution, not just a sideline critic.
Being a part of that solution, Connolly says, may require paying up.
The federal government is the only member of the Metro Compact that does not provide operating subsidies. And I think, frankly, the federal government in that sense is getting a free ride. We've got to look at that seriously.
Says the feds are the biggest beneficiary of Metro, but
I think that will be a very difficult pill for a lot of my colleagues to swallow because they don't want to pay for anything.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.